can begin by taking a few moments to find a comfortable posture that allows you to enter into a place of deepening relaxation and wakefulness. Your hands can be gently resting on your thighs or cupped with the thumbs touching. Your spine can be long, and the chin slightly tilting forward to usher in a sense of spaciousness in the back of the neck. Eyes can be gently closed. If it's easier for you to practice while lying down, just allow your body to feel supported by the floor or mattress, with your arms extended and the palms facing up. Take a few moments to feel your body decompressing, surrendering to the support of your chair or cushions or the floor. Then, at your own pace, you can begin to bring your awareness to the breath. Noticing where you experience the breath coming and going. It could be in the belly, or the chest, or the nostrils. And as your awareness connects with the breath, you can take 3 or 4 deep and slow inhalations, followed by a few moments of gentle breath holding, followed by a yet deeper and slower exhalation. Enjoying the sense of fullness in the belly as you inhale, a sense of release as you exhale. Ready, you can allow the breath to resume its own natural rhythm, letting it be completely spontaneous, natural. As you're easing into this experience of increased relaxation alongside some energy or wakefulness, I invite you to take a few moments to evoke an experience that stirred some anxiety. It could be some aspect of what you're currently going through, or it could be something you're aware has caused you anxiety in the past. Just take a few moments to bring this experience into focus. you're doing so, notice where you feel it in the body. There may be more than one sensation that you become aware of, but if there is one that draws your attention, just begin to notice the strength of this sensation. Noticing if it's subtle or powerful. Also noticing if it fluctuates when you bring some gentle awareness to it. Does it move to another part of the body? Allow some spacious awareness to meet these sensations. Then, as you're allowing yourself to access a feeling of openness, feeling of connection, check to see if there are any beliefs that are connected to this anxiety. They may be powerful, but also well hidden beneath the physical sensations you're aware of. Indicate a fear or a particular form of suffering you've endured in the past. As you consider these beliefs, perhaps developed long ago, even before you were verbal, check to see if there are any feelings that have been awakened. There could be some feelings of vulnerability and sadness. Of tenderness. Whatever you notice, I invite you to begin to imagine the deepest part of your mind and heart that can help you hold these feelings, the beliefs, and the sensations with great gentleness. This is your inner holding environment for what you have felt directly. The body sensations, the emotions, and the beliefs. Notice what it's like to just allow for this awareness without any effort to fix these experiences, these sensations. To bear witness actively with a feeling of appreciation for yourself and your experience. Perhaps even generating some compassion and respect for what you've lived through and wish to more fully understand. Gently, you can bring your awareness back to the breath, back to the body. Taking a few full, deep inhalations and exhalations. As you do so, you can affirm your capacity to revisit what you've become aware of whenever it would be helpful to you. And lastly, as a way of bolstering any insights or moments of ease you may have experienced, you can take a few moments to dedicate your practice to the people you love and cherish, and the many people throughout this world you don't know well. Even those with whom you've had some difficulty or conflict. Just including them in this time of contemplation. Noting with tenderness that, like you, they too wish to be happy and cared for, unburdened from all forms of suffering, and freed to live with ease, safety, and well-being.